Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about something extremely special that's very important, how to increase your happiness in life. That's right. Let's get into it. Happiness isn't a distant destination. It's actually a daily practice, a mindset shift, and a series of small intentional choices that shape how we experience this thing called life in a world that often glorifies stress, productivity, and external success. It's easy to lose sight of what truly brings us joy. But happiness isn't just about having a perfect life. It's about cultivating peace, purpose, and fulfillment where you are with what you have. So this episode today, we're going to focus on ways to increase your happiness in life. Let it be your guide to just reconnect with the things that uplift your spirit and bring you joy. It's about learning how to create joy from within, building meaningful relationships, setting boundaries that protect your peace, and engaging in habits that nourish your soul. Whether you're searching for more balance, healing from burnout, or simply ready to feel more alive, this journey is for you. You'll discover practical strategies, personal reflections, and different methods to help you move from surviving to thriving in life, from gratitude and mindfulness to purpose-driven living and emotional resilience. This will be your reminder that your happiness is not only possible, but it's within reach. You deserve to live a life that feels good to you. And it all starts with choosing happiness one day, one habit, and one mindset shift at a time. So let's get into it. We've all faced and chased this thing called happiness. We talk about it and we scroll through countless feeds trying to find it. That's happiness. But what if I told you that happiness isn't some elusive destination, but it's actually a journey paved with intentional choices? What if I told you that? Today, we're ditching the quick fixes and the fleeting trends on Insta and TikTok and diving into five real, raw, and relevant ways you can genuinely increase your happiness in life. No magic wands here, no overnight transformations, just practical steps you can start taking today. So let's get right into it, shall we? Our first way to boost your happiness is something so fundamental, yet so many people often overlook this. It's easy to overlook in our busy lives. Think about it. When was the last time you had a truly deep conversation? That's right. We're talking about cultivating meaningful connections, not just a surface level chat about the weather, but a real heart to heart. Humans are social creatures, wired for connections. Strong relationships provide us with a sense of belonging, support during tough times, and share joy during the good times. So this doesn't necessarily mean having a huge circle of friends. I believe in quality over quantity. That's the key here. So focusing on nurturing the relationships you already have, reach out to a family member you haven't spoke to in a while, schedule a coffee date with a close friend, or simply be more present in your interactions with your partner, your spouse, your significant other. Make a conscious effort to listen actively, often support, and share your own experiences. These authentic, beautiful connections are the bedrock of a happy life. All right, so let's move on to the second one. Our second way to dial up your happiness is all about embracing gratitude. I love this so much. I'm big on just appreciating all of the good in my life. Now I want to know, you know, what you're thinking about when you hear gratitudes. It sounds a little bit cliche, but showing a level of gratitude, hear me out, Regularly practicing gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. It's a powerful antidote to negativity and comparison. So always show that level of gratitude, because think about it. How often do we get caught up in wanting more, comparing ourselves to others, and dwelling on what's not going right? Gratitude flips that script. It trains your brain to notice the good things that you have going on, no matter how small. You can cultivate gratitude in simple ways. Start a gratitude journal and jot down a few things that you're thankful for every day. Take a moment each morning and or even an evening to mentally list things you appreciate. Even during challenging times, try to find that silver lining, something you can learn from just being grateful, having that level of gratitude. This simple practice, believe it or not, it can increase your happiness and bring you joy because you have a grateful heart and a thankful spirit, which creates and opens up the door for more abundance in your life and your overall happiness and resilience. It'll have an impact on that in a very profound way. So let's move on to the third happiness booster. I hope you guys are enjoying these little nuggets. So the third happiness booster is engaging in activities that you find meaningful and enjoyable. Life isn't just about ticking off, checking off your to-do list and meeting obligations. It's really about making time for the things that light you up, warm up your heart, that makes you feel so alive and engaged. So the best way to do this is identify what your passions are. What are some things that you're passionate about? I'm passionate about writing, painting. I love painting, and I'm exploring different things and traveling and artistry. There's so many different creative things that you can do. Anything that you love to do and you lose track of time, it could be anything from, like I said, painting, hiking, playing a musical instrument, volunteering, cooking, learning a new skill. When you dedicate time to these activities, you experience a sense of purpose, a sense of flow, and a sense of joy that contributes significantly to your overall happiness. So whatever brings you peace, whatever puts a big smile on your face, you have to have some hobbies and passions outside of your busy life, your to-do list, your million and one obligations. Put a passion item on that list. Okay. All right. So let's move into the fourth happiness booster. Our fourth way to cultivate more happiness is something that often gets pushed to the bottom of the priority list, and that is simply prioritizing your physical well-being. Our minds and bodies are actually linked very well together, and it's so imperative that we don't neglect our physical health. That's so critical. It's a part of our mental and emotional state. So this doesn't mean you need to become a marathon runner overnight. That's not what we're talking about here. Start small, focus on getting enough sleep, eating your nutritious foods, and incorporate some of different physical activities into your routine. So exercise regularly, that, you know, helps you out with those dopamines, which have a mood boosting effect. Adequate sleep, love me some sleep. Sleep is luxury, allows your body and mind to rest and recharge. Nourishing your body with healthy foods provide the energy you need to thrive. Also too, hydration. Since I've been podcasting, I have to really focus on hydration. I speak a lot, and just staying hydrated, it's not just good for like vocally and health-wise, but also it's good for your beauty. Like, my skin is like so radiant now that I'm taking that extra mile to be hydrated. Electrolytes, it's good on my skin. And also too, I'm noticing that it's doing something with water rate. water weight. We'll get into that another time. And finally, our fifth way to increase your happiness is all about practicing mindfulness and being present in the moment. The world that we live in, with so much chaotic stuff going on in the world, it's so important that you don't get sucked into that and just stay in your own lane in the midst of that fast-paced, digitally driven world. It's easy to get caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. So mindfulness will help you stay happy. And the practice of just bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. So this could involve simple things like paying attention to the taste and texture of your food, noticing the sensation of your breath, your breathing techniques, or taking a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Mindfulness and meditation is a great way to just bring your mindfulness, formal meditation practices, simply being more intentional in your routines. I love a good meditation. We've done this a few times on the podcast, bringing you guys in my world. Namaste. But seriously, I love meditation. It's just a great way to hit that reset and just be mentally engaged and have that level of clarity and peace. So it's all about appreciating the here and now rather than constantly chasing what's next or regretting what's been. Just taking that moment to hone in and simply just be present with oneself in the moment. There's so much out there when it comes to happiness and mental health, but one of the most critical and imperative things is just simply defining happiness on your own terms. Why happiness matters and what that looks like from you. And if you've been dealing with anything tough, anything negative, just focus on reframing your thoughts, practice being optimistic without being in denial. Like, so, there's a thin line here, there's a balance here. Don't want to miss that important and critical moment. You just want to be able to be optimistic, but also fully understand your situation and knowing that it will get better. So you have to have a good balance with that. And just gratitude. Let go of what weighs you down and release that resentment and comparison and detox your mind and your environment socially and just be more in tune and aware with yourself and accept all of those things that you cannot control so you're not putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. Anyone knows me, I'm super calm, cool, and collected, and any unnecessary thing that's pushed my way, it's sort of like water off of a duck's back. Like, I'm so not fazed. Like, you have to get into that zone. You have to get into just having that level of awareness and knowing what you can control versus things that are completely out of your control. And that's where you want to give less energy, whether that's a thing, a person, anything that's going on. You don't want to give so much attention to something that's not bettering you or making you better or something that is completely out of your control. Don't put your energy there. So that right there is a gem. That's a nugget. That's a nugget for happiness. So in life, sometimes we allow others to rub their negative energy on us when that's not your vibe and that's not what you're into. So be aware of that. You don't have to be isolated, but know that you have to protect your peace. You have to be a guardian of your soul. And that ultimately right there will lead to happiness. So you have to be mindful and you have to be aware and just be present in the moment. That's really what it's all about. And the connection between slowing down and finding that joy and doing more things that you're extremely passionate about, that helps you be more mindful and alert to your emotional well-beings and all of those connections, understanding your feelings, processing them, acknowledging how you're feeling, healthy expressions and emotional regulations is always good. Most importantly, you have to have emotional intelligence. Being aware of a situation, understanding how to read the room, you could save yourself some time and headache and stress. So please have that level of, you know, emotional awareness, emotional intelligence, and also little things here and there, the acts of kindness, having compassion, and focusing on your lifestyle and your habits, ways to elevate your joy. Like I said, sleep, nutrition, movements and exercises that are good for a happier brain, cultivating a wellness routine that energizes you, that has you feel super pumped up, and just in your zone, vibing, in a good mood. Listen to your body's needs, whatever your body needs more of. Align your life with your values. And when it comes to things that you really want out of life, be intentional with your time. Be intentional with your structure. Find joy in your progress, not perfections, and just live out loud, play, create, and have fun. Reclaim those hobbies and passions that you truly enjoy, that brings a smile to your face, that lights up your heart. Allow yourself to be light and spontaneous at times. The joy of trying new things. Here's a challenge. Okay, listeners, focus on trying something you've always wanted to try that's super positive, that you feel that you might enjoy. Try it. I'm going to do mine as well. I'm not going to say what it is right now, but just try something new, just to explore new passions and hobbies. That's definitely a happiness booster. And whatever you do, make it fun, make it lighthearted, and make sure that you're just taking that time to love on yourself, appreciate yourself, and prioritize your self-care, your self-love, and your self-health. Mental health matters, your self-care matters, and most importantly, self-love matters. So we've covered quite a few, the top five ways to increase your happiness, the real and raw relevant top five happiness mood boosters. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast today, and I hope you're taking away little ways to increase little bursts of happiness into your life. So dial it up, get ready to just embrace happiness. It all starts with your daily routines, what you're actively doing. All of these things can be incorporated here and there. It's not magic. It's not something life-changing overnight, but these are all of the little good habits that could just re-energize you and have you feeling happier, lighter, a sense of joy when you prioritize yourself to increase happiness in your life. Whether that's through mindfulness, new routines, whatever that looks like for you. Only you know what happiness looks like for you. So define that, because what happiness looks like for me may look different for you. But what we have in common is that we all need to prioritize our happiness and our physical well-being. Any activities, any meaningful and enjoyable activities where you can prioritize that, that's going to be your key ingredient in increasing that level of happiness and joy in your life. So there you have it, beautiful souls. We have just talked about the five real, raw, and relevant ways to increase happiness in your life. That's cultivating meaningful connections, embracing gratitude, engaging in meaningful and enjoyable activities, prioritizing your physical well-being, and practicing mindfulness and being present in the moment. Remember, happiness isn't a destination, it's a practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and incorporate all of these strategies into your daily life. You have the power. to cultivate more joy and fulfillment into your journey. So thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on Real, Raw, Relevant. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need it. And always, we love hearing from you. So keep those messages coming. Until next time, you beautiful souls, keep shining bright. Take care of yourself. Always remember to keep it real, keep it raw, and keep it relevant. I'll see you next time, you beautiful souls, on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.